Wow. Incredible. That was them playing live, by the way. It's not a record. That sounded great.
Thanks.
Unbelievable. Oof. Susanna, did you like that?
Yes.
Was that great?
Wonderful.
Oh, man.
Hi, guys.
Susanna, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on with the Indigo Girls on Modern Rock Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a question for Amy.
Okay.
Who's the Chicken Man, and what made you write about such a thing? Did you really see a dead man on the highway on your way to Athens?
Actually, it was a dead deer. The Chicken Man is a man who, at the time that I wrote the song, was living off the side of the highway, on a highway that ran from Houston to Austin in Texas. And he had a big sign that said Chicken Man, and he lived there with all his belongings and junk spread out among the trees and plants. And the song is really about Emily and I and all the travels we've been on, and it sort of started out as an idea about all the dead animals we see and the people getting beat up and the carnage along the way, and how hard it is, I think, sometimes for people in general just to go through life seeing all those things. And I met this guy, and he made me feel, he had some enlightenment to shed upon me and made me feel a lot better. And so basically it's like, I didn't expect to meet him, and I did. I was looking for something else, and I found something completely different, but it still helped me. And I think it's a song to tell you to open your mind.
Thanks, Susanna, for your phone call. In Memphis, Tennessee, and Jeremy has spoken on 96X. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey.
Hi.
My question's for Emily. What was it that inspired you to write You and Me of the 10,000 Wars?
That song is about interpersonal relationships.
Man.
Typical fare for me. It's about coming through struggles and having faith, and how it's also about gossip, and about if your community is talking about you behind your back, or everybody is looking forward to you taking a fall, and it's about overcoming those kinds of problems and getting to your place of peace.
Does that answer your question, Jeremy? There you go. Kathy in Matatuck, New York on 98.5 WDRE. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
How did the song Level Come to You, like, come about? Like, who is it about?
Who's that about, Emily?
Level Come to You is, I was talking to this woman who had just ended a relationship, not by her own choice. And she was devastated by that, and it was very painful to hear her story. And I just, you know, I said these things like, it, you know, it's okay, in time you'll find someone else, and things like that you try to say to make someone feel better. And then as I was thinking about it later on, I wrote that song because it's part of it is to help her with her pain, and part of it was for me to work through the way I respond to people in trouble and to question myself about that.
Are you a good listener? I mean, you really, it's a lot of people gravitate towards you as helping them solve their problems a lot of times. I mean, you...
Yes, she is.
Yeah? I don't mean would admit that, but I just want to at least say that. Hey, thanks for your phone call, Kathy. We appreciate it. When we come back, more with the Indigo Girls. If you have a question for Emily or Amy, give us a call at 1-800-223-ROCK. And we'd like to say hello to our brand new Modern Rock Live affiliate, the cutting edge of rock in Sacramento, The Quad. We'll be back with Modern Rock Live on the Global Satellite Network. And just a reminder, Modern Rock Live is on the air every Tuesday night. Next week, we'll be joined by Matthew Sweet, Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, the McDonald Brothers from Red Cross, and a whole bunch of others, joining us to preview the new tribute CD to Richard and Karen, If I Were a Carpenter. Coming up in the next few weeks, Bob Mould, Sarah McLachlan, Liz Phair, Sean Colvin, and Jeff Buckley, and a whole lot more, as Sony Minidisc presents the number one alternative music show in America. Ah, Modern Rock Live. We're here with the Indigo Girls live in our Hollywood studios. And they've got the guitars ready again. You guys, reunion this time?
Yeah.
Great. This is reunion exclusively on Modern Rock Live.